USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Pat Robertson, one of the most influential clergymen of the past 50 years, has died.
Ordained a Southern Baptist minister in 1961, Marion Gordon Robertson had already realized the power of television in preaching the gospel, forming the Christian Broadcasting Network the year before. It's now seen around the world, translated into more than 70 languages. Its signature program, the 700 Club, is still on. In 1988, Robertson ran for the Republican presidential nomination, which led him to found the Christian Coalition to support conservative candidates. No word on the cause of death. Pat Robertson was 93. I'm Richard Johnson.
Smoke choking the skies across the Northeast is expected to linger at least until next week. It's a result of roughly 100 wildfires burning across Canada. Nearly 100 million people in more than a dozen states were under air quality alerts yesterday. At one point, New York City was listed as having the worst air quality in the world. Meteorologist Angie Lassman.
Tomorrow we're going to see minor improvements. By Saturday and Sunday, much better. We'll maybe see a haze in the air, but even by the beginning of next week, some rain will help wash that out, but winds will switch and make it a whole lot better.
France's Interior Minister Gerald Darmanin says an attacker with a knife injured children and others in the Alps town of Annecy. The attack took place near a primary school today. Police report they have detained the attacker. Witnesses said some of the children appeared to be as young as 3 or 4. An adult is also in critical condition this hour. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in the Bahamas today to announce over $100 million in U.S. aid to the Caribbean. Harris will be the highest-ranking U.S. official to visit the island nation since it became independent in 1973. The vice president will announce new assistance for the Caribbean that includes over $50 million in humanitarian aid for Haiti. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield.
Another indicator for America's economic health was released by the Labor Department this morning. Unemployment jumped up. 261,000 Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week. That exceeded expectations by roughly 26,000. The battle over illegal immigrant shuffling to sanctuary areas is heating up, with one governor threatening another.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is maintaining his threat of criminal prosecution against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis as migrants from Central and South America are flown to Sacramento.
On the basis of facts of evidence that were provided, and by the way, I was there with these folks directly and listened to how they, human beings used as pawns for a guy's political advancement. That's pretty sad. And pathetic.
Newsom alleges that the migrants were lured to California under false pretenses. He vows to hold accountable anyone involved, including DeSantis, if California laws were broken. I'm John Schaefer.
The Stanley Cup Finals will be played in South Florida for the first time in 27 years, and the first game played at FLA Live Arena when the Florida Panthers host the Vegas Golden Knights in Game 3 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Vegas leads the best-of-seven series, 2-0. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.